It is time to check sports. It's time to bring in Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Hot.
Yeah, boy, don't tell me about it. I mean, I was out, of course, I was out on it on Saturday. And then Sunday, we had a broadcast from Great Barrington where I was out in the sun for another 4 hours. So needless to say, when I got back at the house at about, I could say, I guess I got back about 2, 2.30, I dozed off in the chair. I got up, fed the dogs and cats, had some dinner about 6, and just I lied down on my bed to take a nap. I woke up at 3:15 this morning.
Wow.
Well, the sun just took it right out of me. I mean,
oh yeah, it's bad out there.
Yeah, so I missed LeBron James' story. I missed the Red Sox Yankees. I missed everything that happened yesterday afternoon and last night.
Well,
so where do you want to start?
You can go with the LeBron James thing. He was supposed to meet with the 76ers. Don't know if that meeting ever went down. And next thing you know, he signed with the Lakers. Yeah. That's the end of that story.
$145 million over two or three years?
For 4 years, maybe, I think it is.
I don't know, but it's
a lot of money to pay somebody that don't win championships.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's. I tell you, sooner or later, the money crisis is going to come back to haunt the NBA because it's totally out of control.
The NBA is socialism at its best. You spend the money until you run out of it, spending other people's money until you run out of it. The NBA is going to run out of it soon.
All right, so that's the NBA, and the Red Sox and the Yankees played three games of fungal bat ball. It looks like the Yankees had the winning fungo bat on the first game, the Red Sox in the second game, and the Yankees on the third game.
Yeah, I had a flip-flopped. I had the Red Sox winning Friday. They won Saturday. Had them losing on Saturday. They lost on Friday. But I was right about yesterday. Vincent Price, boy, he is the gutless wonder, isn't he?
Can't pitch in Yankee Stadium.
I call him Vincent on purpose, folks.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
He got hit. One of my friends I used to play with, it was an all-black team except for me, too. I grew up with in Jersey City. My friend Billy Bush used to have this saying, we're going to take you deep and often. And that's exactly what happened last night with Price. It was batting practice to the nth degree. And it's amazing that you when you're a young kid and you're pitching and they're hitting your fastball, the mistake that you make as a kid is you try to throw it harder. You try to throw it past them. And that's exactly what Price did last night. And the harder he threw it, the further they hit it.
Well, maybe he and Gray were having a drink before the Red Sox left town.
Maybe they went to Monmouth Park Saturday morning betting against each other. Who knows?
I mean, between the two of them, they gave up, let's see, 7 and 6, 13 runs in 3 innings.
Pretty good, huh?
Between the two of them.
That's all? Just 13?
That's it. Yeah.
I thought it was more than that.
No, Gray gave up 6 in 2 innings. Price gave up 7 in, 3 innings?
No, like I was telling my friend yesterday, he gave up 8 yesterday, Price.
Okay, so 14.
I would have left him out there to hang. I would have left him out there for the full 5 innings. There you go. Keep on throwing because the game was out. The game was out of the wood. There was nothing you can do about it. And just let him keep on pitching. Let him get his brains totally scrambled. In a mysterious move that I don't totally understand at all yesterday, Severino had this game well in hand. Obviously, it's 13-2. Why did Boone pitch Betances, Robertson, and Chapman yesterday? I just don't get that.
I don't get what any of these guys are doing with their pitchers nowadays. I mean, you're
winning 11-0. Yeah. Why throw these guys?
Yeah. I don't know, but I'll tell you what.
Chapman only pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave up 2 hits and a run.
Yeah. But Severino is just amazing. He really is. He's the real deal.
Oh, he's pitching really well.
Yeah, this year he's the real deal. Now, we'll have to see if he continues to do it, but this year, man, is he something
else. Well, in the day of the Super Bowl, when anybody can have an ERA near 2 and his is slightly under 2, You're pitching.
Yeah, yeah. There's three pitchers in the major leagues that have ERAs at two or under. I think Vrielander is one, and there's one other one, I think.
DeGrom.
Yeah, DeGrom, yeah. I mean, if you can pitch like that consistently, it's amazing.
And DeGrom finally came out this weekend and said it. I'm tired of losing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So expect him to be moved soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see where he goes and what they get. What they get's going to be the important thing.
Yeah.
Because the Mets, they're not too swift on making deals.
Yeah. All right, where else do you want to go in sports now?
Where else can we go right now? Soccer. I actually, because I was locked in my living room all day yesterday after I went out for breakfast. I was even watching soccer yesterday, and two games went to the penalty kicks. Awful. Just awful stuff. I know what they're saying. I know people say that's the way it is. But after you play that hard and that long, it comes down to the guessing game, and that's exactly what it was. I mean, when you watch it, you know, they glorify these goaltenders as to making the great saves. Well, all they did is get lucky. And on the last save, I think it was that Croatia took a shot on, or lack of save, you could see where the goaltender tried to double deke the shooter into trying to get him to shoot to where he wanted him to, and it just didn't work, and the ball just rolled in unattended, and Croatia goes on, and Denmark went home, and it happened before that with the game involving Russia, too. So, it's almost like if you had a game going into the playoffs or the World Series with baseball, and after 10 innings you say, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. You get your biggest guy, and then get my biggest guy, and see who can hit a fungo the furthest. That's who's going to win. There's really no purpose in it.
All right.
That's my opinion.
And with sports betting in New Jersey, this weekend it was hilarious at Monmouth Park to hear the people cheering for the races, but the loudest cheers came from the sports betting place.
Yeah, you knew when somebody scored a goal.
It sounded like there was 1,000 people in there.
Yeah, it did. I thought somebody had the TV on real loud.
Unbelievable. You could hear it throughout the whole track.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens. People have money. They have the right to yell.
And soccer is pretty amazing. People get I guess, all that pent-up energy from one-nothing games when there's a goal scored. They just go crazy.
Well, imagine what it's going to be like when the NFL is on.
Oh, it's going to be nuts. There's going to be there'll be fist fights with the NFL.
Because soccer has a limited crowd.
Yeah.
But football, it's going to be like to the nth degree with people betting. But, like I said before, you know, with the football, the Monday night when the betting week used to turn into Mondays, but now I think it ends on Sundays, and you had that old bailout game. Well, guess what? You're not going to have the bailout game with the illegal sports betting, because when you're done with 500 presidents flew out of your pocket, you're not going to find 500 more to make another bet. So that's going to be the interesting thing to see how that works out.